All right, time now to talk with Rockport High School Athletic Director John Parisi. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
Hey, Rick. I'm doing well, and thanks for having me on.
Hey, you know,
I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Oh, great talking with you, as always. First thing I want to ask you about is the fields, and then we want to sort of review winter sports and preview spring sports. But I know I'm good friends with Jeff Raposky, and he and his crew are over at Evans all the time, whipping that field in a Fenway Park-like shape. And the fields this year, I guess we've been blessed without a lot of snow, so the kids have been able to get outside right away?
Yeah, so for the first time in a long time, every one of our teams started on their respective fields / courts. And if you think right now, I think both of our softball and baseball fields could use a little water. They're a little dusty right now, and I can't imagine it. I remember a time that that's happened in this short period of time, you know, getting ready. Normally we're in the gym for a week, trying to get out for a couple of days, and then it's always a question mark. But Jeff's fantastic. He puts a lot of his own time in, a lot of his own money in, and he just has a passion for it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And I think my wife and I were talking, we've noticed that there are no forsythia in bloom, the yellow stuff. And I'm wondering if the shape of the fields, the condition of the fields, we didn't get a lot of snow, obviously, the fact that some things are not blooming. I wonder if it has any relation to last year's drought.
I'm sure it does, yeah, because, you know, I think there'll be water bans before the end of May in most towns. I think it's definitely related, and it's hopefully we get some – well – hopefully we don't get a delusion in May, but
right.
If we need it, we need it. So
well, what we need to do is do a Camelot and have it rain at night. You know, that's what it's supposed to do. All right, Coach, I want to look back at winter sports. I know that boys basketball, girls basketball did not have great records, but I saw on Facebook a couple of times where Coach Phil Whitley was praising his kids' efforts and so on. And maybe tell me a little bit about the basketball season and how difficult it is, seriously, for you guys to compete in the Cal.
So girls basketball lost Kylie Schrock, who was probably arguably the best basketball player in girls basketball history.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up her career with over 1,600 points. So life after Schrock started this year, and it actually didn't go the way that I thought it would. The girls had some success. They started to share the ball. They started to move it around a little bit. Now, granted, they didn't have that 26, 27 points a night.
Right.
So that was still an issue, but it was a different thing to watch, and it actually went quite positive. I think they had 6 or 7 wins in a year that I wasn't sure mm-hmm. that they'd win one. Boys basketball started fairly slow with some frustration, ended up winning our holiday tournament in a really good game against Mystic Valley. Had another lull in the middle of the year, but finished really, really strong with a couple of Cape Ann League wins against Georgetown and Amesbury. Phil's a good coach. He prepares his kids well, and he didn't start any seniors this year. There were only 2 or 3 on the team. So the future is definitely bright for Phil's group. It's bright for both groups, actually, in my opinion.
John, the Cape Ann League is so competitive, you know, in all sports. Do you get, when you schedule games out of conference, do you get, like Mystic Valley, is that a school of comparable size that, you know, the kids can really feel good about competing against?
Yeah, so I'm not sure you're aware of this or not, but we don't play in the Cape Ann League for girls basketball. We play an independent schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to find 20 games
for
that. Yep. And, yes, we're always looking for schools of competitive you know, close size, but also we're looking for previous records of teams that we can really put our kids out there and, you know, and compete. We played in a Cape Ann League for the COVID year, and we got abused in so many different ways.
Yeah.
So when Steve Rowell went independent with girls basketball, he saved the program.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, and similar with boys basketball. When I schedule that tournament, I'm looking for schools that our kids will have some success with and have something to play for right in the middle of the year and around the holidays. And so that's the way we look for those games.
What about ice hockey now? That was, I assume it's a co-op, but a pretty successful program by one of your kids who coaches a couple of sports.
Yeah, our ice hockey program was really entertaining to watch this year. They had a really good group. They had some depth. And we and like you mentioned, our coach Kyle Nelson, he took the challenge of going back into the Cape Ann League a few years ago where we were in the Commonwealth. And we had success there, but he took the challenge of getting us back in the Cape Ann League. And we competed night in and night out with most of the Cape Ann League teams mm-hmm. this year. We qualified for the state tournament again. Where'd we go? We went out to Grafton this year and played them in the state tournament, and they were very, very good.
Oh, yeah.
But it was our most entertaining team to watch. But they had 12 seniors, so they're going to be hitting the reset button next year a little bit.
Okay.
Yes, we do have a co-op with Ipswich and Manchester.
Okay. All right, let's turn to spring sports, and we'll start with Kyle, I guess. And baseball and softball, of course, along with basketball over the years, have been strong considering the small size of the town and the small population of the school. So tell me a little bit about baseball and softball.
Yeah, so Kyle took over last year in baseball, did a really nice job. He graduated some solid players, not a huge graduating class, but he graduated like our number one pitcher, our best catcher that we've had in a long time. So he had some holes to plug in this year, and right now he's dealing with some arm issues for pitchers, so it's a slow start for us right now. They lost to Winthrop on Saturday in a decent game, and then they lost yesterday to Essex Tech in a decent game. There's a lot of upside there. I think they'll get better as the year goes on, and I'm sure they'll qualify again because of our strength of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Softball is hitting the reset button this year. They graduated probably 50 RBIs from last year.
Ooh, yeah.
Their number one pitcher, their number one catcher. Coach Larry Burnham is coaching that squad. But he's got some solid players coming back. Amelia Lucas has been in the mix for years. Sophia Lacido, Lily Christopher. Those are the three senior captains that are going to lead the way. Amelia is not really a pitcher by nature, but she's taken the ball this year and doing her best. So, you know, Larry's got a young group, but he's doing a good job with them.
Mm-hmm. Another famous name in Cape Ann sports, Larry Burnham. Are there other spring sports in Rockport?
Yeah, we have a boys' tennis program and a girls' tennis program. So our spring teams, every team for the first time, I think, in school history qualified for the tournament last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a lot of turnover with that said. Our girls' tennis program graduated their top five players. So they're starting over, but they have some quality players coming back that got experience last year. Frankie Twombly's one of them. Fiona Canning, Talia Osier, Anita McGee, and Ava McDowell. Those are a group of seniors that are trying to pick up the slack this year. So they'll be competitive. Our boys' tennis program lost in the Elite Eight last year and only graduated one. So our boys' tennis program should be very, very good again.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they make a deep tourney run. They're coached by Ted Twombly, and the girls are coached by Stacy Twombly, the husband-wife duo. So they do a good job for us.
Okay, finally, John, what does Essex Tech coming into the Cape Ann League mean for you guys next year? I mean, you already said the baseball team has played Essex Tech, and they've had a wagon in sports the last couple of years, especially winter sports, but also in fall sports. So what does it mean for the league with Essex Tech coming in?
Well, it balances the league for starters. It gives us 5-5, five in the Kinney and five in the Baker. So it's good for us. Actually, 6-6, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good for the league overall. They're centrally located. They have some nice facilities. I think in some sports they'll do well, but I think in other sports they'll struggle. You know, it's like any team,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I think they'll be a nice fit, a nice balance. And, again, it'll even out our divisions. So I think it'll be a good fit for us. They've been trying to come in for years, and we finally granted that. So I don't think it will really hurt us in any way, except for going out and finding that one other non-league game, you know?
Yeah. Well, okay, and I do have one more question. What about sub-varsity, John? Because, you know, the school is small, and you got kids sometimes opting to go to Essex Tech or wherever. So how do you deal with sub-varsity, and what kind of programs do the schools offer?
So we have sub-varsity baseball and softball. Softball is primarily made up of 7th and 8th graders.
Mm-hmm.
And baseball, it's a mix. We have a few 8th graders mixed in with some sophomores and freshmen. The girls' numbers have been, you know, kind of struggling for us. You know, back in field hockey, we had light numbers. Girls' basketball, we had light numbers. Girls' soccer, we had light numbers. So the girls' numbers are struggling a little bit. But I think there's a big influx coming in from the middle school, so we should rebound. The Cape Ann League is struggling similarly. Like, there's only 4 Cape Ann League softball teams that have JV teams.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's a girls' sports numbers across the board. So we have full schedules for all of our sub-varsity teams. It's, you know, girls' tennis has 15 kids out, so they play sub-varsity matches after the varsity matches.
Mm-hmm.
Girls, boys' tennis is very similar. They have 14, so they play a JV schedule after.
All right, Coach, I love the optimism. I love all your positivity up there, man. It's always great talking with you.
Great talking to you, Rick. And I like reminiscing about the past, too. It's great.
it is. We got some stories we can share. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
John, thanks. Good luck this spring, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, Rick, I appreciate it.
Take care.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye. That is John Parisi, who is an old friend, obviously. Actually, he's a young friend, but I've known him for a long time. He and his dad and the Parisi's up there, and just a great guy. Anyway, that's John Parisi, the Rockport High School Director of Athletics with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.